So would you introduce yourselves, please?
I'm Jackie Neville.
I'm Steve Neville.
I'm Liam Yeager.
So what do you each want people to know about this band that doesn't get repeated 64,000 bazillion times? And it can be, by the way, you are also open to lying profusely.
We are acrobats.
You're acrobats. Okay, tell me more.
I'm just kidding. No, we really like high energy shows. You kind of have to be there to really fully experience that. Words can't really express what a live performance fully is. But yeah, we like high energy performances. Tina Turner is a huge influence of mine, and we just want people to have a really good time. And yeah.
Want to add to that about the acrobat stuff?
Well, yeah, it's true. When you even watch a video clip of our performances or any performance, you can't really get the vibe of things. And we really do put our whole energy into every performance. So,
you want to add something to this about the acrobat? No.
I mean, yeah, a lot of people ask us about the whole music theory thing and school. And, I mean, you know, you learn about that stuff, but that's just purely for kind of like our personal, you know, enrichment, you know, like it's an interest of ours to study music theory and music history and to learn how to play, you know, music by great composers and all that stuff. But the thing that attracts us to rock and roll music is that you don't need to have that training. It's just like, it's carnal, it's instinctive, it's energetic, it's just kind of like gut energy. And so when we're writing, you know, we're not really thinking about what we're doing. We're just kind of, you know, making sense of what we want our rock music to be like. And when we play live, you know, we just kind of just turn everything off and go on, you know, an energy autopilot kind of thing. So it's
this is not a new band. It's not like you're a year old. You've been working this for a little while, have you not?
Yeah, we're at 4.5 years now. Yeah, wow, time flies. So
you're supposed to add when you're having fun.
Yeah.
You were supposed to.
When you're having fun. But yeah, the band's been going really great. We've been keeping so busy. So I guess that's why these 4.5 years have gone by so quickly.
So actually, I usually ask this further down the line, but you said we've been so busy. So is this band a full-time job for you at this point?
We have 2 full-time jobs, one that pays the bills and one that doesn't quite yet. but yes, it is a full-time job. You know, we're constantly thinking about the band and always trying to think one step ahead, and we're constantly touring when we can, but again, we still have day jobs.
I'm always intrigued. Tell me your day jobs.
I work at a bar. I'm a bartender and a server.
There you go.
Yeah.
Coffee shop.
So rock and roll. That's so perfect. The TV series has just been, as a Canadian band, you know, and I say this to a lot of the UK bands too. You know, you can get a gold record here. You sell X amount of copies, you know, and you can make a living here. You could just tour this country and make a living. But for most bands, they kind of want to cross the border and do the next big thing. So tell me a little bit, it's one of my favorite questions to ask, about the whole conquering the US or conquering the UK. And is this a goal? Do you care? Oh, yeah. You know, et cetera, et cetera. Well, but not everybody does. There's lots of bands that are perfectly happy. You could traverse this country, you know, back and forth, and you've got, there's a whole tour thing you can do, right?
There is a tour that we can do, but I mean, being in the States, you're reaching so many more audiences. Just the population of the US alone is like triple Canada's. So, you know, and all the cities are so much closer together. You know, from Chicago to Milwaukee, it's only like an hour and a half drive, and gas is cheaper. Just touring in the States alone seems a lot easier. Whereas, you know, we're doing 13-hour drives to get to the next city in Canada. So yes, our roots are here in Canada, and we're so happy to and so proud to be Canadian. And it's such a supportive country as far as the art scene goes, especially music. But yes, our goal is really focusing on reaching to the American audiences, just because there's just more of you. So
yes, we just expand every minute of the day. There are going to be 3 of me by 1 o'clock.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Clone you.
It's also exciting for us because being Canadians, the differences amongst the people when we travel, we're kind of used to them. You know, we go to Quebec and there's differences there, but the cities are very far apart. So one thing we've noticed largely in the States is that there are huge differences in just going state to state, and we find that exciting because it's a discovery each time we enter a new city or a new state.
Yeah, we have wars with each other each state. It's incredible. Yeah, Massachusetts and New Hampshire, they can kill it. So you put together this band and you start doing it, and then you start saying, do we want to just be a small indie band or do we want to be big, right? And there's many options there. You know, I mean, working in a coffee shop's fine. You know, bartending is nothing wrong with it. It's okay. But you want to be big, right?
Of course.
I don't want to be, you know, bartending the rest of my life. Although I love my job, I love music more. You know, this is what I want to be doing for the rest of my life. And if I can pay the bills with that, that's obviously far more appealing.
So how did you go about going from we're going to make some demos, we're going to write some songs, to having a management PR team? Because this is what it takes these days. You know, it just does. And it's not inexpensive either, right? So I want to start with you on this.
Well, when we started this band, like, we've all been playing in other bands for, you know, since we were young teenagers, early teenagers. And so each one of us kind of decided really early on in our lives that we wanted to do this forever, right? So when you're on that sort of journey, you play with different people and different groups from year to year. And when we got this project together, right off the bat, we knew it was going to be something that was, you know, we were going to be able to live with for a really long time and keep working on for a really long time. So when we were writing our first songs, you know, we were kind of writing, we had already booked our first show and we were like, okay, let's write some songs and let's do this. Cause we wanted to just get started really fast and, you know, hit the ground running and all that stuff. So, I mean, we had a lot of contacts with other bands in Toronto and Ottawa and Montreal, and we kind of had a little bit of an easier go than some bands do that are just coming out of nowhere, you know? So, we started playing in Toronto a lot. We met Sari Delmar, who, you know, was very receptive to the band and very helpful right off the bat, and she ended up becoming our manager, and then from there, just, you know, things just kind of pile on. But yeah, it's been a productive past few years. And
But I'm sorry, go ahead.
I think a changing moment though for us was, because we're from Ottawa. Mm-hmm. Liam's from Toronto originally, but we were all living in Ottawa when the band begun. And when we moved to Toronto, that was kind of the defining moment of, okay, this is gonna be our focus, and we want to really have a go at this.
Mm-hmm. Have labels courted you, and do you want to be on a label?
Yes, they've definitely caught our interest, but we like to take our time, and if there's a right fit, then we will definitely consider, but we're not in a position where we want to rush into any kind of working relationship with anyone. We take our working relationships very seriously, and we like to, you know, build a rapport with these people that we're working with, right? So if the right label comes along and they, you know, really have something to offer us, then absolutely. But at the moment, we're able to do everything ourselves, and we really like that. And we have a great management team behind us, so I feel like that's all we need at the moment.
Yeah, and we're kind of building slowly, but I mean, we've been in music for so long that we understand the reality of, you know, the bands that build slowly and just keep touring year after year. That's kind of the only way to really, you know, catch people's attention, is for people to discover you on their own. Whereas, you know, a lot of labels right now are signing bands that sound like bands that are already really popular and just tossing them out there, marketing them as, you know, something that's already packaged, you know, like the work's already cut out for those bands, and then they kind of come and go really quickly. And so we're thinking about this project, we're, you know, trying to be realistic, and just our plan is to just keep playing, keep touring, keep writing, keep making records, and, you know, hopefully in a few years people will start catching on in more numbers, you know. So
we're after longevity. That's what we're looking for.
You form this band and you get asked all the time, what is this music you're playing? What do you go for? What are the parameters of this is gonna be a balcony song?
It's like high energy poetry and sonic clashes. We're definitely thinking about the tune first and foremost, and then how to support that tune in an interesting way. You know, we're trying to think of, non-conventional backing parts to a nice melody.
Right. So in other words, it starts pretty and then you mess it up.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I read that, speaking of day jobs, you won $75,000 in a band competition last year.
Yeah.
That'll buy a couple of cups of coffee, right?
Yeah, that's for sure. Definitely helped us out with that.
That's a big prize.
Yeah, we were.
I don't think they get that on Project Runway.
We were definitely fortunate. Where we're from, Ottawa, it has such a supportive little community going on there. And the local radio station puts on this thing called the Big Money Shot every year for local bands, you know, to get some funding to be able to further their career in some way. So it bought us a van, so we're able to get from show to show, to be able to tour down in the States, got us our brand new recording, you know, that we just put out our EP, and we were able to release our full length record. So we're
a lot of time in the studio, yeah, which is something that a lot of bands don't have the luxury to do these days, mm-hmm, unless you're on a huge label that's going to give you a big recording budget. But yeah, we got to spend, I think we were in the studio for about 8 months.
So I've invented a thing called a musical sandwich. And it's two of your songs as the bread, and then songs by anybody else you want to play in between.